Well, America is waking up to the reality that food shortages are coming. The situation is getting so insane that I've actually got media calling me to ask for my opinion as an expert on food shortages because I'm in the food industry, you know, and I do podcasts about it and so on. But, you know, I mean, think about it. For years, all of us who were Trump supporters or conservatives or Christians, the only thing the media would ever write about us was a bunch of lies and hit pieces. Now, suddenly we're the experts on, you know, what to do when the food runs out. Yeah, because we've been preparing for 20 plus years, by the way. But that's not what this is about. That's just a little sign. That's kind of fascinating. And thanks for joining me, Mike Adams here. Little short podcast update. So what the media is not yet understanding, and one reporter I was talking to, and, you know, his mind was just blown by what I was sharing, the analysis of where this is headed, because one of the things is food riots. You know, food riots are going to be very common in America, and you're going to see food riots beginning probably, let's say, early fall, late summer perhaps, but I'm saying with more certainty early fall. And then by, let's say, October, November, December, your food riots are going to be, you know, out of control in the cities, I should say. This is not going to impact the rural areas the same way. This is going to be the cities, especially Democrat-controlled cities. And you're going to have food thefts, and you're going to have food robberies and hijacking of food trucks, things like that. And once that begins, who's going to want to drive a food truck around a city? You know, it's so easy to see where this is headed, and it's so horrifying because of what has been set into motion. So yeah, the food riots are coming, no question. And then there's going to be a demand for the government to, quote, do something, right? And this is always the worst thing that people demand. Do something, which usually means the government getting bigger, more powerful, controlling more people, you know, just doing something horrible, which is what governments do, by the way. So when the people scream, do something, in the case of food scarcity, the government will come along and do things like, oh, let's have price controls. Yeah, price controls. Let's keep the food affordable, because the Democrats who would support this kind of thing, they know nothing about economics. They know nothing about the history of price controls and how price controls instantly creates shortages. And the reason for that is very simple. The government says you can't sell a loaf of bread for anything above whatever, $3 or $4. But the loaf of bread costs more than that at wholesale because of course, wheat prices going up. Then, you know, who's going to continue to sell loaves of bread? Well, nobody. Nobody wants to sell bread at a loss. So then the retailers will just stop carrying it. Well, and actually what really happens in these scenarios, and I witnessed this myself when I lived in Ecuador, is the subsidized item, in this case bread, the actual market demand for it is much higher. So in the minds of people, they might be willing to pay $5, $6, or $10 a loaf. And so at the distribution level, entrepreneurial people will grab truckloads of bread and they will sell them on the black market for their actual market price. And then all this bread will disappear from the distribution supply chain, you see. Because if you can get bread at $3 a loaf and then you can go sell it for $7 a loaf, that's profit, right? So who wouldn't want to do that? And so you're going to have all these black markets opening up. So then what happens next is the government comes along and says, well, that's illegal. You can't have, you know, you can't sell bread at its free market value. We're going to criminalize that, and we're going to start arresting people. So you're going to have government food police. That's right. It's coming. Government food police. And they're going to start raiding people for selling loaves of bread or maybe garden seeds or whatever else they criminalize. That's coming. And we saw that in Venezuela as well. And so just ordinary people trying to survive are going to end up being raided by police over things like a bag of rice, right? It's like, oh, I paid free market value for the bag of rice. You're a criminal, you know, direct to the concentration camp. Turns out you have COVID too. Yeah, you didn't think they built those camps just for fun, right? You know they built them to exterminate people. They just need an excuse to round people up. And I guess, you know, violating the food scarcity rule or food price fixing, that's a good enough reason as any. So they'll just cart you off to the concentration camp and exterminate you. Say, oh, that was a food thief. That's right. They were a traitor against our country. They were taking bread away from others who needed it. They needed it, too. Everybody needs some bread. But that's the way this is going to go down. And then, if it gets bad enough, never forget the 2012 NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, signed by Obama. And still in play, by the way. And remember that Joe Biden is fulfilling Obama's third term. This gives the federal government the power, or at least, you know, the claimed power, they just gave themselves this power, to confiscate all food, all farm grains, all seeds, all tractor equipment, diesel fuel, ranch animals, everything related to food, including the food that you've stored. Yes, they can come confiscate it. And remember Hurricane Katrina? After Katrina, FEMA was actually going up and down the highways visiting farms in Central Texas. And I got this directly from a farmer in Central Texas. And FEMA was asking them for inventories of all the grain they had, because FEMA was getting ready for mass confiscation, you see. If they determined that they, quote, needed it. But that was just a hurricane. Hurricane caused an economic catastrophe and a humanitarian catastrophe for basically one city. That was New Orleans. What we're about to experience with the collapse of the dollar is an economic catastrophe hitting the entire world at once. I mean, it's going to be really bad in Western Europe and North America. Now, it may not hit Russia that badly, you know, because Russia has been disconnected from the Western financial system. It may not hit Iran. Certainly won't hit North Korea that hard. But for all countries that use the dollar or the euro, or whose banks are intertwined with, with those currencies, they're going to get hit hard. And the governments will, of course, just try to print money, which is going to drive hyperinflation even more rapidly into reality. And then people are going to end up seeing higher and higher food prices at the grocery store, right? And then government will respond with more price controls. And eventually they're going to come down with a food rationing card or a food rationing passport. And so you have to carry around a phone in the palm of your hand, or maybe be branded like cattle on your forehead, good old Mark of the Beast system. And then you'll have to scan in at the grocery store to determine what you're allowed to buy. Yep, that's coming to America. You can bet your bottom collapsed dollar on that, because they're going to control what you're allowed to eat. They're going to weaponize food scarcity as a depopulation weapon. Now, as this happens, here's something else. The federal government is going to make sure that food supplies get trucked to the Democrat-controlled cities, because they don't want Democrats to die of starvation. But they will deprive rural areas of food. Even though it's the rural areas growing the food, they won't have the retail food distribution. So there's going to be selective supply to the cities and selective starvation and scarcity in the rural areas. And this will probably happen in 2023. Yeah, probably during that year. But it could last a while, depending on how crazy things get or how far this whole thing goes. But you can bet that starvation will be used as a weapon against conservatives. And so what's your best defense against all of this? Well, it's the things that you already know. It's growing food. It's storing food. It's also hiding food so that it can't be easily confiscated from you. You know, if you just have buckets of food under your bed, you know, that can be easily found by the food confiscation enforcement teams. You know, you might even be arrested for having extra food at some point if they criminalize food storage. You know, they'll say, oh, people are hoarders. You know, the people who plan ahead, you're hoarders. It's a crime to plan ahead in America, unless you're the government, where they have massive underground caves, you know, and tunnels full of food. But if you store food above ground, then I guess that's bad. But if you store food below ground like the government does, then that's okay. But only if you're the government. I mean, that's how crazy it's going to get. So think about all this. Think about what you need to do to get prepared. And I'll have more podcasts for you, of course, as this continues. But all of America is waking up now to the food scarcity that's coming, which means they're going to be buying storable food like crazy. We're going to have another surge on food purchases like we had, let's say, in the spring of 2020. But this time, it's not going to go away anytime soon. It's going to get worse through the second half of this year. Now, of course, occasionally we have our Ranger buckets in stock at healthrangerstore.com. We've got, I don't know when you're hearing this, but we've got a couple thousand sets that are going live in inventory this Tuesday, probably tomorrow by the time you hear this. And they're going to be gone in minutes, you know? So we're doing our best to manufacture more, but I also encourage you to go to the grocery store and get the things that will have a shelf life, things that can last, things that you can store yourself. And it's going to serve you well to pre-purchase your food now, because food scarcity is coming. You will need at least a 1-year supply of food, by the way. And the sooner you buy it, the cheaper it will be, because food inflation is going to 25-30% or more. So think about that, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com.